They're playing with words, of course. Now, part of the problem is that the judges in their High Court judgment made it quite clear that the Americans had threatened, the word threaten is a word they use 7 or 8 times, that the Americans had threatened the British that they would stop intelligence sharing with Britain, vital to British national interests, as Miliband said, if those documents, or part of those documents, which were in the British government's hands, the Americans gave them to the British government, was released in public. Now, Miliband says there was no question of a threat, instead of which, he says, the Americans have made it quite clear that a form of words which basically says that future cooperation on intelligence may be jeopardised. So these words were heavy words which Miliband and his lawyers gave to the court, and the judge is not surprisingly, in my view, translated or interpreted that as being a threat. We now know, because the Foreign Office just told me, that they never went to the Obama administration. So that's another, the lawyers for Binyam Mohamed and other people say, that is how Miliband actually, in effect, misled the court, the two judges.
But Miliband would say that there's a wider point based on what he calls the nature of intelligence sharing, which is that if that the intelligence is shared with us on the assumption that it will remain secret. Yeah. So in that sense, you know, if it becomes made public in the UK, then the Americans will think twice next time they have intelligence to share with us.
That is what the government argue. They say it's a generic system, especially between allies, and they go to try and get applause from, you know, MPs and the Commons and so on, and the public too, I suppose. They say, what happens if we gave intelligence to other people and then some foreign court ordered that country to leak British intelligence? Wouldn't that look awful? Well, the fact is, in this case, we're talking about a specific case involving torture, actually, evidence about torture, which the government says it is against in absolute terms. Indeed, the law says the British government cannot indulge or participate in even passively in torture. And that's an absolute condition. Now, the opponents of Miliband says that, and Binyam Mohamed's lawyers say, we're only talking about a little bit of information, a summary of the document. And indeed, the judges themselves, which have seen all the secret stuff, say that the only bit that we, the Guardian and other people, and Binyam Mohamed's lawyers want public is a summary of those documents, which does not relate at all to sensitive intelligence. And that's what the judges say. So, you know, there's an exception. We're not talking about documents and every word of which will be revealed and names of sources and stuff. We're talking about a summary, or the general gist, as they put it, of what the evidence is that Binyam Mohamed was tortured. And I think, as the judges themselves say, they're not sort of our words, they're not the Guardian's words or, opposition MPs' words, they're the judges' own words, who suggested that these things have been kept secret simply out of political embarrassment. And the words the judges use are very, very strong about how can one country which shares democratic values with another, i.e. US and the UK, can go on like this.
And should David Miliband now press the Americans to release this information?
Well, he was asked that by William Hague, his Conservative opposition, the Shadow Foreign Secretary. And he said, no, I'm not in the lobbying game. I'm not going to press the Obama administration on this. And I think, you know, the British, if you're in the Foreign Office or if you're in MI6 or MI5 and you're a kind of advisor to the Foreign Secretary, you're telling the Foreign Secretary, you know, your political master, this is a crucial thing. Please, please, stick to your guns. Don't reveal any of this, even though there's going to be a row, even though principles of justice or open justice and all that stuff are at stake. Now, in practice, maybe some of the steam may go out of this because Binyam Mohamed will come back to Britain pretty soon.